What an awesome day to be in the land of the living. I don't know if you've been keeping up, but my goodness, if you've been watching the video that went forth on yesterday, over 3,000 views. Did y'all hear me? 3,000 views on yesterday, and that's because you shared and shared and shared this video, and may God bless you. Listen, just a couple of announcements. Family, I can't tell you enough how much I'm looking for you on this coming Sunday, 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Center of Hope. My daddy is a jazz musician. He used to sing a song with his band. If you love me, baby, show me some signs. I want to see you this Sunday for my birthday celebration. We're celebrating 24 years of pastoring, 25 years in ministry, and I'd love to see you in the place. For all of our internet and social media family, you can join us too. You can log on at centerofhopeatl.org, centerofhopeatl.org, and be right there in the worship experience with us. So please plan to be with us on Sunday. It would just bless my heart to know that you took some time to spend some time with us in our worship experience. Amen. Let's pray. Let's start this day off with prayer. Father, we thank you. We lift you high in all the earth. You are wonderful. You are mighty, and there is none like you, God. I bless you just for being God, because there is no one like you, Father. Nobody loves us like you do, keeps us like you do, holds us like you do, protects us like you do. God, I'm praying for those right now who are even traveling to work, Father, that you would keep drunk drivers away, God, that we speak against mechanical malfunctions. God, I pray for those who are in the home, and I pray for children on their way for school, God, that you would cover them with your blood and keep them safe. And God, may this word resonate in the hearts of every hearer, even those who are watching this by repost. I want you to know that God has you in mind, and that's how our paths cross, because God has a word for you. So, Father, for this, we bless you, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, so how you doing? Let me check in with you. How you doing? A lot has happened since yesterday. People are thinking, I don't know. I've saw some parallels between 9/11 and 11/9. I think that's cute and good for social media fodder. But family, I want y'all to relax and join with me. I do think something has happened in the spirit realm that is changing. And let me share it with you today. Go with me to Matthew chapter 16. I think God is driving us back to what has always been our source of strength. God is driving us back to what has always been our foundation. And let me see if I can take you there in these next few moments. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. Jesus is in a scenario with his disciples. And the gospel writer Matthew gives us this scenario. Jesus is chilling with the fellas. And then he says, who do men say that I am? Jesus asks his boys, man, what are they saying about me? Who are they saying that I am? And the disciples asked, man, some said that you're Jeremiah, some say that you're like Elijah. And Jesus is saying, man, how do people think I am the guy that I hired? I am the Son of God. So then Jesus comes closer to home. He says, who do you say that I am? I think this is what's happening in the earth realm right now. Most of us had a God consciousness. Your wildest friend who turn up every weekend still has a God consciousness. But the question that's being asked in the earth now is, who do you say that I am? This is not just a Sunday school limerick. This is not something you heard. God is asking you from your heart, who is God to you? Because that's going to depend on how you navigate your life from this point on. If God is just a Sunday figure that you visit just so God can make some child support payments on the weekends, that's who God will be to you. If you're treating God like a cheap date, like an ugly date, you only see him at nighttime, but you don't claim him in the daytime, that's who God will be to you. God wants to know, who do you say I am? All of these dudes, these 12 apostles, when Jesus asked the question, who do you say that I am? Man, a hush came upon the crowd. What does that mean? Those who walked closest with him still did not know who he was. Family, there are folks who've been sitting in church since Jesus was a baby and still do not know who Jesus is. There are preachers who've been preaching the gospel for years. but still do not know who Jesus is. Then all of a sudden in the crowd, the craziest disciple, the one that carried a knife and cussed, said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." What does this say? This says to me that God is going to use some folks that you thought were unusable. God is going to rise and call some folks to rise that you thought were destined to sink to the bottom and drown. That lets me know there's hope for you and there's hope for me. God is using folks who may not have all their edges together, may not be able to put a verb and a noun together in agreement, but those are the ones that God is using. Jesus said to Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but I'm glad you allowed yourself to be used by God to speak something into the atmosphere. Here's the point that I want to give to you. When Peter made this declaration of who he felt God was, then Jesus says this, "Thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church." When you make this declaration, Simon's name will change. You are due for a name change. You are due for a new spiritual identity. Family, it's time for us to get back to church. I think I need to give myself a high five for that. It's time for us to stop treating church like a Sunday vacation, but not just get back in church, but let the rudiments of church get back in us. Family, you're going to need the power of God in your life. Don't you know church was the first thing that we had when we got to these shores? Something happened in institutional slavery. I don't know when it happened, but they said, well, let them go ahead and have church on Sunday. But what happened, somebody learned to read the Word of God for themselves. And when they read the Word of God for themselves, they recognized that God has no respecter of persons. They recognized John 3:16, where the Bible says, "For God so loved the world." That means everybody in it. So therefore, Sunday morning did not just be a vacation away from the horrors of slavery. It was a place where slaves found hope. That's why you've got to get back to church. You're not going to get what you need on social media. You're not going to get what you need at the club. You're not going to get what you need from your homeboy, your homegirl. You better get your hindquarters back to church. There is a revolution and a revival happening right now. You better get back to church. Let me calm down and finish this up. He says, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." He wasn't building the church on top of Peter, but he was telling Peter that the church is going to be built on a firm foundation. "Upon this rock I shall build my church." Here's my big finish, and I got to move now. And he says, "And the gates of hell will not prevail against it." One more time. The gates of hell will not prevail against it, it being the church. Make this plain, Dallas. I'm glad you asked. The gates of hell will prevail against you, but they won't prevail against the church. And as long as you are rooted and grounded in the Word of God and the church is in you and you are in the church, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Family, I want you to know that God promised us some things that he did not promise you. One more time. God promised us some things, the church, that he did not promise you. So I think this is an awakening moment for America. Get back to church. Get your rusty dusty up and get to church. Bible study, Sunday morning, prayer meeting. As much as you need God to do in your life, you need to be there almost every time the doors open. And don't just go. Get involved. Get on the usher board. Get in the choir. Do whatever you can. Get back to church. Why? The Word of God promised that the gates of hell would not prevail against it, the church. It's the safe place for us, y'all. That's where we need to be. Get back into the church, back to the Word of the Lord. Songwriter used to sing, "The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God." You'll learn the will of God even more when you get back to church. I'm pleading with you, family. I'm pushing you. Yes, I'm talking to you. I don't care if you've not been there in years. Get back to church, for the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You've been looking for a safe place. Boom. There it is. Let's pray. Awesome God, I thank you. I thank you first for the revelation that came to me. That is time even for me, for Dallas and my family, to get back to church. Even more. I know we've been attending. I know we've been active. But now it's time for us to get back to the foundations. Prayer, reading the word, living the word. So God, I pray now that someone on this call, their heart has been pricked. Someone who hasn't been to church in years is making up their mind that I'm going to get connected. Because if I'm not hearing the music, if I'm not hearing and feeling the power, it does not have to be the radio. It could be my connection. It could be that the plug is not plugged in. So God, today, I pray that someone is encouraged to plug in, and then they'll feel your power. For I love the word, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So, Father, it doesn't matter who's in the White House, as long as you're in our house, the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Father, and I speak your glory and power over these next 4 years, for you are God and God alone. Now I pray for these, my sons and daughters, wherever they may be around the world, that your peace and power resonate in their life today as we all make steps back to church. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Family, I love you. I'm praying for you, and I pray that this word resonates in your spirit. You know what we do, post, repost, and repost, and watch God do some incredible things. Tell your friends to become my friend. Hey, and if you're in Atlanta, don't miss me on Sunday. I'm looking for you. Listen, it's just about you being there that's going to bless my life. I got to get out of here, y'all. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory. Shout it again, glory, and amen. Listen, I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Two fingers. Peace.